This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The heat is on, and we're joined by Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And Ryan, this time of year is always a great reminder of how we treat our baby calves when the temperatures rise and before the young ones start to get uncomfortable.
I think really when we look at summer heat stress, we're dealing with two challenges, primarily both the heat and the humidity, both of which have some similar effects and some differing effects on animals and different things that we can do to help mitigate and manage those challenges. The first one, heat and humidity go hand in hand together, and they make a thing called a temperature humidity index, meaning that the humidity, as the humidity rises, it makes the effects of the heat stress even worse than just the temperature alone. And so I think when we're looking at that, recognizing, okay, what are heat and humidity going to do to our calves and what can we do to combat that? Well, one of the biggest things that heat and humidity does in creating heat stress is it'll decrease intakes, decrease feed intakes in calves. And so baby calves defined as a month of age or less generally tend to suffer from heat stress at a temperature humidity index of, depends on the research that you look, somewhere between 75 and 77 degrees Fahrenheit, they start to get heat stress. And the interesting thing is twofold. One, not only does heat stress decrease their intakes, but it also increases their metabolic demand. I think it's a very easily understood concept that calves have to burn more calories in the winter when the weather is cold to stay warm. So typically we will see lower average daily gains in the winter just because a certain proportion of those calories are going to keep the calf warm and not being able to go to growth and maintenance. However, a similar thing happens where the calves actually go through an active metabolic process to cool themselves. And that requires more calories to burn in the process of cooling themselves in the summer. So if you were to take 12 months in the Midwest where we experience all four seasons, and if you were to graph and you were to feed calves, just say in a fake dairy, there was, 1,000 calves born that year. They all weighed the same birth weight. They were all fed the exact same ration for 12 months. What you would see is in the peak of the summer heat, average daily gains will decrease. In the dead of the winter cold, average daily gains will decrease. And the best average daily gains will likely be in the spring and the fall while the temperatures are somewhere around that calf's thermal neutral zone, which for a baby calf under a month age is probably somewhere above 50 degrees and below 75 degrees. When calves are in that kind of temperature window, most of their the highest proportion of their calories can go to growth and maintenance, and they don't have to burn them to stay warm or burn them in an active cooling process. So that's the first thing, is that we know that the average daily gains will go down because they're burning more calories in the cooling process. We also know that it's not helping the fact that average daily gains go down when it's hot because calves just become inappetent. I mean, you can think about that even for yourself. I know when I'm hot, the last thing I want to do is eat. When you think about a milk replacer meal, many calves are getting a gallon of milk replacer that probably is on the order of 102 degrees temperature. So, I mean, how would you like to sit outside on a hot day and drink a bowl of soup that's 102 degrees when it's already 95 Fahrenheit out? You probably don't. And so knowing that those intakes are going to go down because of the heat is a pretty predictable thing. Now, there's some things we can do about that in an effort to encourage intakes. And the first one is offering lots of fresh, clean water. I mean, everybody talks about that in the summer, but it takes a little bit of discipline to make sure that those calves are getting fresh, clean water twice a day. And what that does, when they have access to fresh, clean water, it'll increase their water intake. It helps their hydration status. It's very important in the process for them to metabolically cool themselves. It also helps them intake more. So calves that drink more water are more likely to eat more starter. They're more likely to intake their milk better. And that helps replace those calories that they need because we know that they're burning them to cool themselves. So that's one thing we can do to help protect intakes. Lots of fresh, clean water and offering fresh starter daily can both encourage intakes at a time when calves might be more reluctant to eat.
Thank you for the reminder, Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And if you'd like to ask Ryan a question, simply email him at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.